Hello?
Hi Eli, it's Mary from Local Splash. I'm just calling back.
Hey, yeah, all right, we're all good now.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. So yes, today I would like to cover the following items, what we have completed so far for your campaign, a walkthrough for your client dashboard as well. So the account is only a few weeks old and our team has already hit the ground running so far. We have completed your keywords research. I see your locksmith, lockout, auto locksmith, and so forth. We've also completed the content creation. As I checked here, your Facebook ads went live on September 18th. And as of today, we have a total of 100 clicks and 2,825 people have seen it at least once. If I may ask, have you seen how the ad looks like?
Yeah, I looked at it. It looks very good.
That's good to hear. I'll definitely pass that over to our Facebook team. Now, I did check your business website, and it's up and running, so there's no problem with that. As for your Google business profile, I would just like to ask you, are already aware that it's in the suspended status?
Yeah, I really don't understand what's going on with that. It's the second time they've done this to me. They suspended my profile, and they're claiming, you know, violating some policy, but they're not telling me what policy or how to fix it or anything.
I totally understand where you're coming from, Eli. You are correct. Google did indicate policy violation. However, there's no further details as to what that is. But with our experience with other customers having the same type of situation, what we always do is we just go ahead and send an appeal along with your business documents. That's always worked for us, which we just need to wait for Google to get back to us. So we've already submitted them the business documents that you provided to us. For now, we're just waiting for Google. I do see here that we actually requested escalation to expedite the process, because it looks like the usual process, the appeal tool is not working for some reason. We're not sure why Google is not responding, is not really fixing the issue through there. So what we did is we requested manual assistance this time. So we're waiting for an actual Google representative to work on it. But rest assured, while you're with us, we'll work this out for you on behalf of you. But that's actually it. That's the latest update that we got from Google. The appeal tool is not providing us with any updated information, so we're now asking for manual assistance from them.
I gotcha. Yeah. I know you said it's a little bit odd the way you're kind of being forced to do it, but do you know about how long something like that would take?
Usually what we do is once we respond to Google, we wait for 10 days. Cause usually within that time frame, they respond to us. So since we got a reply from them and then we're now asking for a supervisor to look into our request, we're waiting for within 10 days for them to get back to us with the supervisor.
Okay.
We appreciate your patience, Eli. But rest assured, while we're working for you, we will be the ones communicating with Google. And that way you can focus on the more important things, which is technically your job. So we'll take care of this for you. Once we hear from Google and if there's anything else that they need, we'll right away reach out to you so that we can provide whatever Google is asking for.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, while waiting for your Google business profile to be reinstated, we do highly recommend to start adding photos that will represent your business to your customers. Are you already familiar with the steps on how to upload photos on the Local Splash dashboard?
Yeah, I went out with a friend of mine. He does photography, and I took a bunch of pictures with him. He's just really taking his time to send it to me. That's the only reason I haven't uploaded any. I really just need to get with him and be like, hey, I need those photos.
I see.
But yeah, that's all I'm waiting on is him to send me some of those.
I understand. Well, thank you so much for actually being on top when it comes to the photos. Once those are ready, once you've received them, you can definitely upload them on the dashboard. And that way, once your Google Business profile is reinstated, we can just right away add those photos that will help represent your business as well as optimize your listings. And another good thing is, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No. I was just saying, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Another good thing is if you upload the photos on the dashboard, so we'll basically take care of the rest, aside from placing it on your listings, we'll also add those to your Facebook page. So you don't need to do anything. You just need to upload them in the dashboard, and we'll take care of the rest for you.
All right. Great.
All righty. That was actually it for the progress of the account. Do you have any questions so far regarding the campaign?
Yeah. So I believe I called the other day and I was like, I was talking to someone, I forgot what her name was, and I spoke with her about my Google account, which is, I hope, why, you know, they started pushing for it a little bit more. But I also talked to her about my Yelp account, the one you guys made for me. I saw probably about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little bit more, I got an email, you know, from Yelp that said verify, and I clicked on it, I put in my information, and then, I don't know, it just, like, disappeared. Like, a week later, I went to go check on it, because it said it takes about 7 days. So a week later, I went to go check on it, and it was just gone. The whole page, I couldn't find it. And so I see they created another one, and, you know, I have access to the new one that you guys created. I was just wondering if you know what happened the first time. She didn't seem to know.
I'm so sorry for the confusion. Let me take a look at it here, Eli. So usually when it comes to Yelp page creation, there are certain times that Yelp doesn't allow it to go live. So that's actually what happened. We created the Yelp page, but then Yelp, for some reason, decided not to allow it. And when something like that happens, what we do is we go ahead and create another page, but this time unclaimed. So it's like it's like floating there. And that's what's happening right now. So another Yelp page was created. It's under pending review. We're now claiming it. Based on the notes that I see here, as of 9:05 more in the morning Pacific time, our back office team is waiting for the page to be approved. If for some reason it doesn't get approved, our back office team will call Yelp and we will provide them your business documents.
Okay. Yeah. I'm wondering, because I've been looking into it, and there's another locksmith called Lockbuster, not in Jacksonville, not even in Florida. And I'm wondering if that could be the cause of some of these issues. Maybe they have another, maybe this, other company has an account. Do you know?
With Yelp.
With Google, maybe that's what's causing the issues in the first place.
To be honest, we can't really tell what's the reason why Yelp made that decision on the first attempt, why they didn't allow the first one to go live. But there is a possibility that that could be the case. It could be that they were tagging it as a duplicate, and that's the reason why we're now in the process of showing them your business documents, just in case the second attempt doesn't get approved. In that way, we can show them that this is a completely different business.
Okay.
All versus right. The other one.
All right. That sounds good. All right.
All right. Anything else aside from that, Eli?
Not today.
I really appreciate taking the time to speak with me and for choosing Local Splash. You take care now. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.